All right, welcome back to Character Flaws here on WGN. Pete, I got to say, you know, I've been loving doing Character Flaws every Wednesday night at 10 o'clock. The only downside is that we don't get to see the Downloads kids, you know, and that's why we hired the Downloads au pair. But she's, I don't know, man, she is just not working out. Every time I try, I mean, just bedtimes are wrong, the kids are rambunctious. It just doesn't, I don't know. I think, I hate to do this, man, but I think I got to fire her. Let's bring her in. Come on in. It's a Downloads au pair. Good to see you.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm good. Good to see you.
Would you like a cup of tea?
No, I'm okay. I don't need tea right now. It's late. I just want to say thank you so much for your service. I just wanted to see how you felt the job was going.
I think it's going pretty good. You know, I'm not exactly sure how many kids I'm watching, but they seem okay. I have as many at the end of the day that I start with. Pretty sure about that. I have to say, some of them are bratty. I'm not pointing fingers.
Well, they're young. I mean, they're...
Well, we all have excuses, don't we, Justin?
Okay, well, you know, let's not talk about them. Let's talk about you.
Ooh, I like to talk about me. I have a lot to say.
I know, and that's part of the problem is I feel like you're constantly on the phone and you're talking and you're not paying attention to the Downloads kids.
Okay, well, first of all, I'm actually there with them. Who's not paying attention? You and the pit.
Okay, well.
You're never home. They listen, and I just try to recreate your parenting style.
It's just a bedtime. Like Pete and I both agreed that 8 o'clock would be the right time for the Downloads kids to go to bed. And
well, where I'm from, kids go to sleep late. They wake up early. They're very industrious.
Where are you from?
Europe.
What part of Europe?
All of it.
Well, listen, I didn't really want to do this.
Okay.
You know, we're not going to need your services any longer.
No.
That's right.
Hurting me.
No, don't take it so personal, Pete and I.
Pete and you. Yeah. Pillow talk.
No, it's a
very
producer.
European. Everybody's doing it.
No, producer,
it's very
host.
Acceptable.
You're fired. You gotta go.
You're fired.
Okay, can we get security in here?
She's gotta security.
Go. Yep, get to security. Let's go. Let's get her out of here.
Hey, I don't think you want to fire me.
What is this? What happened to the accent?
I'm actually from the Europe of Illinois, Elgin. And I thought it would actually help me get hired. My foot in the door, size 11. And it did. It did. I got in there. And you can't fire me. I'll file an age discrimination suit.
Well, how old are you? 19, 20 years old?
It's actually illegal to ask. And I appreciate that you think I'm 19, 20. But you know I'm clearly not. 57. I'm not ashamed. I am a woman who is not afraid of growing older.
Okay. I just...
I do not want your Botox.
It was a junior au pair position.
I
just thought it was for kids.
That's your fault. So stop prejudging there.
Well, you just wore all that stuff from Forever 21. I just thought you were younger.
You know what? Forever 21 works for all ages. I am Forever 21. I'm also forever alone. That's another story, Justin. It's not important.
All right. Well, it's just with all the bracelets and the neon and the Taylor Swift stuff you were...
Yeah. First of all, haters gonna hate. And the other words I forget. Listen, my memory's not as what it used to be. And also, this bitch can rock neon. Don't tell me I can't.
When we asked for a junior au pair, I just thought that would be 18,
well, that's 19. On you, because that's some discrimination in your own mind.
Okay. Well, it's not discrimination.
Well, isn't it? I mean, it's prejudging for sure. So, and then you think I'm too old?
Well, it's just, I just don't think you
don't think what?
A great job. You're always on your phone. You're messing with the kids. Kids need some attention.
Well, how would you know? Because you're not even there.
Well,
you don't even tell me you have an au pair cam.
We do have an au pair cam.
Are you?
Yes.
I did not sign a disclosure for that.
We don't need, I mean.
A disclaimer, a disclosure. What is it called? I don't know. I'm in my third try at college. I have enough credits to be a second year freshman. And I don't think you want to fire me because my gray-haired grannies will be out in force in front of this tribute.
All right. We don't need another boycott of the Download. We don't need another...
Hero? You've got one, baby. You got a hero right here. Julianne from Elgin, taking care of kids, 24/7, 300. I like a lot of time off.
Julianne, you can have your job back. Just
thank you. Well,
all
I
we ask is
it.
Just... Well, you kind of did. I fired you.
Well... I didn't accept it. So.
Well, I know, but
I fired you. So,
well, you can't do. I mean, that's not how it works.
Well,
since I'm paying
isn't
you,
isn't it? It's America.
It is America, but it seems like I'm the one who's in charge because I'm the one paying.
You could help me in one way.
How's that?
You and Pete could give me a list of your kids, and their preferred pronouns, their ages, and where they need to be and when. And that would, I think things might really turn around.
Preferred pronouns, what do you mean?
Yeah, I mean how they like to be referred to.
Like a he, she kind of thing?
Yeah, or they. So, open your mind, Justin. I mean, you're okay, living
I'm,
the life.
All right, I'm just...
Open
I'm,
your mind.
Just didn't know it was
I
your
mean, honestly, Julianne here, keeping it real. From dusk to dawn and everywhere in between.
Downloads Au Pair. Thanks for being our Au Pair.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Julianne. Downloads Au Pair. Played by Abby McEnany, another great performer here in Chicago who works at Second City and can be seen on stage there and also at The Annoyance and other places around town.